Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Sokotoa, master of gadgetry and geometry. Limit of my potential function, positive infinity.
I'm Striped Eagle, the flying fist of freedom.
Now with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 7, Birds and Degrees, Issue 1, Kissable Capes. On the cover, Sokotoa and Striped Eagle in full costume are standing in front of a clear reference to the dating game. Next to Striped Eagle are the other two contestants, Gearhead with an awkward bow tie and a Falcon agent in her full uniform. The bottom promises, awkward affection, unfair expectations, signed, shipped, delivered, I'm yours. Between the next two pages, there's an insert that's been stuck in order to give some information about the contest that happened previously leading up to this Valentine's Day episode. It has a big full picture of Striped Eagle and Sokotoa holding hands, and just is all sorts of pinks and reds with hearts everywhere. And it reads out, "Dear gentle readers, thank you so much for the enthusiasm and drive you had in voting in our Valentine's Day contest. We got an overwhelming number of responses. We set the bar at 25, thinking that that might be a little tough to hit, and ended up getting 80. We are releasing the full list of which were the most popular ships, although we do want to call out just a couple of the top ones so that we can all think of the stories that could have been. Needless to say, our winners were Sokotoa and Striped Eagle. Immediately behind that, with only one fewer vote, was Alina and Sage. Following that up was Alina and Fracture. A couple little interesting bits of trivia. We had voting for Fracture and Fracture in 7th place, and we had a couple of interesting little oddball votes, characters that hadn't ever interacted with each other, but apparently our readers would love to see in a scene. One of my favorite bits with this is a little miniature love triangle that a couple of people were seeing. Cole, the Burning Man, and Fuse, with one vote for each other apiece. Thank you so much for voting. It really made this such an exciting episode to make. Additionally, if you're still feeling in the romantic mood, there is a fanfiction jam happening right now that is being hosted by two of the wonderful members of our community. If you are interested in seeing some of the fiction that has come out of it, hop on Twitter with hashtag ProteanCityFicJam. There's just some really wonderful, amazing stories, and I think you'll really enjoy them. Huge thanks to everybody who did some writing for it, and especially for Praxis Descends and Neither Nora, who were the ones to actually put the whole thing together. They came up with the idea, they made some advertised material, and they've been ficking away, and it's been amazing. Thank you both so much for all that you have done for our community. With that out of the way, let's get back to the comic.
So we start zoomed in on a TV camera, and it's just kind of showing one of the popular sitcoms that's going on, and then it fuzzes for a second, and it's showing the Weather Channel, and then it fuzzes for a second, and it goes to Protean City's number one source of news, Teen Vogue, where they have someone speaking and saying, "The results are in, and the most kissable heroes of Protean City have been selected. They are our very own Sokotoa and that wonderful lady in the sky, Striped Eagle." And then it buzzes off again, and you just see this old insignia that readers will recognize as the insignia of a Silver Age villain named Video Scream. Now, admittedly, readers that have been really loyal to Protean City will know that that is a villain that died quite a while ago. So that's definitely a strange thing. We get a little voice bubble at the bottom that says, "Yes, perfect." And then we cut to elsewhere in the city, and we've got this big wide shot that shows Striped Eagle and Sokotoa. They are standing on top of a construction, like a building that's under construction, and sort of balanced on a ledge that's sticking out. We can also see kind of in the background that Puck, Alina, Penance, and Frequency are hightailing it after a robot, like this big, like 20-foot tall robot that's stomping down the street. It's all steampunky with different bits of just wild gears sticking off of it. But for now, the two of you, Sokoto and Striped Eagle, are standing back to back. So Sokoto, you're in your full superhero outfit. You've got your bright blues. They've been repaired since the Verminister got them all chewed up and just like hurling orbs all over the place. And Striped Eagle, you're there like looking really just powerful and in charge of things in your full silver armor with the red, white, and blue symbols and stripes on it. And like your big beak helmet is covering your face and your fist is just denting in the front of a much smaller steampunk robot, because that's what you're currently sort of surrounded by. This is sort of the ending bit where you're taking out the last of the bots. And you can see that there's a couple of the Steam Society that's just a little ways down, trying to like get their way down a ladder to get down from this building. So first, why don't you each just give me a panel of you just crushing some robots?
Okay, so as you know, Newton's Third has a magnetic component to it. And I assume even though these are steampunk, there's at least some metal in each of these.
Oh, definitely.
Robots. So this makes it really easy to ricochet because I can selectively turn on and off magnetism.
Nice.
In order to kind of bounce around.
Yeah.
Again, like I know I've used this before, but kind of like flubber in a certain sense.
Exactly. Like metal concussion causing flubber.
Right. So I just throw one and then you see a la Guardians of the Galaxy, the guy with the
Yondu.
With the arrow. Just go like tuk, 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 like take a nice bunch of them out.
Yeah, and we get like great onomatopoeia during it. We've got like clang, crunch, wank, just all these like great robot smashing sounds. Striped Eagle, what does your panel look like?
So I am standing on top of a robot and it's got all of these weird like pipes coming out of it. And I assume that the pipes are important. So I just rip them off and tie them in knots and throw them off the side of the building. So I'm just like ripping off these pipes and connecting tubes and it's just bursting with steam and flame from its orifices.
Nice. And yeah, it's just chaos up there and just bits of metal going everywhere. And like, yeah, you're in a metal suit also, but your metal suit wasn't made by the Steam Society.
Yeah, and it doesn't leak.
Yeah, exactly. So just crushing it. And then we get a panel that shows Gearhead and Gasket Case that are trying to like sneak down a ladder to get down and away with their stuff. They did not have as successful as a mission as they might have hoped, but they definitely still need to be apprehended. And Gearhead, as well, we know, is a big fellow in kind of like Victorian workers' clothes with just like this big gear-style protrusion sticking out of his head. And Gasket Case is a young woman that has similar sort of workers' clothes. She's in this same echelon as Gearhead, but her entire body is plated in brass. And she has like bits of steam that just constantly are rising up. They actually kind of like form hair around her head in most of the panels. But we've got Gearhead saying, "Right, love, we got to get out of here right away. Get moving."
So I can't get down there very, very easily, but I can at least stop them momentarily. I can throw Newton Second, which is a net. So that'll incapacitate them for a little while. Can you get down there?
Yeah. And I just jump off the building. And very gracefully and like I totally know what I'm doing, land on the ground with my hands on my hips in like power stance. And I'm like, stop what you're doing. Do not attempt escape.
Fantastic. That sounds like you're trying to provoke. You're trying to get them to do something. Yeah. Right now they're susceptible to your words because you're kind of an image that exists within this city and they just got the tar kicked out of them. Striped Eagle is using the Soldier Playbook, which is a new one that will be coming out soon. If you are a backer, you already have access to it. Otherwise, keep a lookout because it's really cool. It has a new stat called Soldier that goes up and down based on your standing within the sort of military organization that you're a part of. So you would roll plus superior.
Oh boy, I got a 4. That seems really unlikely.
Ooh. Yeah, so... Gearhead kind of like pulls up and stops. He's faced the rest of the team before and it wasn't a fun time, but Gasket Case has not. And so she kind of dives out from behind him and goes, "Get fucked, motherfucker!" and pulls out twin fire flamethrowers and just bursts them right onto you. And you can, your system diagnostic comes up on the inside of your helmet. And so we get like an interior view and there's just red lines and spikes everywhere. And you can see that it has actually disabled your thrusters. And at this point you are you down on, did you catch them on the ground or did you catch them still up in the building?
On the ground.
Okay. So that's good at least.
Yeah.
But yeah, so your thrusters are shot. They're not going anywhere.
Okay.
Your left foot is still good. Your shoulders and your right foot are not. And at that point, like as through all of the flame, you can see Gearhead has gotten over his initial trepidation and is charging forward towards you. What do you do?
So there are, I'm still on the rooftop.
Yeah.
There's a couple of puddles up there.
Okay.
From like the last time it rained, you know, it just collects up there.
Yeah.
I see that she's shooting flames out of her hands and I fill up one of my orbs with water.
Okay.
And I'm throwing directly from above at her hands. She cannot see this because she's focused on damaging Striped Eagle.
Cool. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
Oh, I got a 5.
Okay. You hurl the orb down and it catches her on the back of the head. And she turns up and looks at you and goes, "What the fuck?"
Does that mean I missed? I never miss.
Just it didn't pop open. It smacked her in the back of that. There's a clunk. And
okay, that
at
sense.
That point, Gearhead is already on Striped Eagle. And so we get a panel that shows Gearhead grabbing Striped Eagle by the shoulders and just swinging her around and slamming her into the side of a building. She pauses for a moment and kind of like goes, like she got like, we get like a panel of her in 3-point stance. And Gearhead is just bearing down on you. What do you do?
So my armor is not just armor. It is technical, smart armor.
True.
So while all of this is going on, I am still on fire or putting out the fire, but my armor is trying to actively repair itself. It's going through some stuff to try to repair some of the damage so that I can regain some control.
Yeah.
Do you have a roll for that?
Well, remember that you are definitely strong enough to like move around in the armor and everything like that.
Okay, I didn't know how structurally damaged it was, if it was keeping me from moving.
No, it's definitely not keeping you from moving because of your kind of low to mid-grade super strength.
Mm-hmm.
You are still able to move around in this very, very heavy armor.
Okay, so I'm going to wait for Gasket Case to come at me again. And like, I'm sort of going to lay there.
Oh, Gearhead is coming right at you.
He's Gearhead.
And he's
going to
just like, these just fists and fists.
So
and
Gearhead is
you.
Coming at me and I'm going to stay still until the last possible moment.
Okay.
And wait for him to get within striking distance from the ground. And I'm just going to punch him right in his gear in his face.
Nice. Go ahead and give me a roll to directly engage a threat.
What's that plus? Danger?
Danger.
It's a 5.
This is the Valentine's Day episode where everyone dies.
You're welcome. Thanks for voting.
So Gearhead, you punch him right in the head and his head snaps back for a moment. And then he just kind of cracks his neck and goes, "Oh, that wasn't fun." And then he headbutts you directly in the face and just like grabs onto your body and lifts you up off the ground. So he's got you kind of like held up and pinned against him.
Mm-hmm.
And Sokotoa gets the view, like looking down going like, "Oh, she's got her armor. She's going to do fine." And then abruptly Gearhead starts just sprinting towards the street. With you held up. And you can see that there is a big Humvee that's parked nearby. And he's running straight towards that. Gasket Case is also running backwards towards that same thing. But like right now, the two of you are kind of like grappled together. So Sokotoa, what are you doing?
So there is a fire escape, like, you know, the ladders going down the side of the building. I'm seeing all this and thinking that she's about to be kidnapped or something like
that.
Yeah,
that is reasonable to assume.
I'm throwing caution to the wind.
Okay.
and I'm not going to run down the escape. I'm going to slide down it. So like they have like the ladders and the stairs and so on. Yeah. I'm going to use the structure part of it, the actual like beams that are keeping it up. And I'm going to slide down one, jump, catch the next one so that I can get down faster.
Parkour.
Sort of. So I'm going to get down to street level as quickly as I can.
That's awesome.
I don't know if I need to roll for that.
Yeah, I think I probably do. Is an unleash your powers.
Yes.
That is a six.
It's a six.
Do we not have any team? Are we not in a fight right now?
I don't know how you would help him with that.
Either. No, I can't right now. But
you could spend... You do start the game with one team. You could spend team selfishly in order to bump that from a six to a seven. And remember, that is something that really screws over your team.
Oh, there's a consequence to
using the consequence. Okay. Yeah, you have to do... You use it selfishly by screwing over or your team.
I don't know how much more screwed over she can get, but I'm not willing to find out. So I will fail.
Okay. So, and then you mark potential. Oh, yeah. Geez, you both have marked potential. We get the shot of you like doing this, like sliding down and letting go and catching on. And it's looking just fantastic. And you land in a 3-point stance and abruptly a crowbar hits you in the back of the head because Gasket Case just like... saw where you were going and moved into the right position and brought it down hard onto the back of your skull. Roll to take a powerful blow.
So who saw that coming? I hit that one, of course.
Oops.
I have a 12.
Okay.
I'm going to choose two from the 7 to 9.
Okay.
I'm going to give ground. Your opposition gets an opportunity. And I'm going to lash out verbally. I'm hoping that Striped Eagle can hear me.
Yeah, she can still hear you at this point.
Because I'm going to be like, what the hell? You said you could handle this. You jumped off before I could even throw my orb.
Nice. So are you trying to provoke her to foolhardy action? Or are you... Because the options are to do that or to burn your influence over her to cause her to mark a condition immediately.
I don't believe I have influence over her.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I don't have... Neither one of us have influence over the other.
Yeah. Good except for love. So what are you provoking her to do?
Good question.
Stop sucking.
Yeah. maybe I'm provoking her to struggle with Gearhead to the point where she could inflict damage on her own gear. Like he's got her in a position where she wouldn't normally have a full range of motion.
Yeah.
And when she tries to
burn through some of her gear.
A certain way.
Yeah.
It just gives because it's not supposed to. It was never meant to bend in that way when she's being restrained.
Cool. All right. So go ahead and roll to provoke a teammate.
That's a four.
That's a four. Okay.
We need new dice.
You might need new dice.
That's good though, right? I don't want to provoke her to foolhardy.
But I still get to make a move.
Oh, well. And that's a fail again.
Right now, Sokotoa is just screaming at you, Striped Eagle. And it's ridiculous and annoying and like just infuriating that he thinks that he can give you orders. You're not under his command. He's under yours. And so you get like even a little moment of kind of enjoying it when you see that Gasket Case has put him into a headlock and is starting to drag him towards the Humvee as well. And then Gearhead's face hits your face again. And you're like just outside the door of the Humvee. A couple of other guys in their workers' garb have jumped out and are speaking in even worse British accents, trying to just kind of subdue you to get you into the car.
I'm going to attempt to kick Gearhead in the balls.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to directly engage a threat.
Not the orbs, the balls.
Are you using your powered foot?
Yeah, I am.
Because you have one powered foot right now.
Yes, I'm using that foot.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Now you roll well.
I got a 9.
Okay.
That's plus danger.
Plus danger, yeah.
Yeah, 9.
Okay, so on a 7 to 9, you trade blows. And you pick one, resist or avoid their blows, take something from them, create an opportunity for your allies, or impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
I'm going to go with impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
Okay, yeah. You bring your leg up hard, and he gets stars and little chickens and everything like that. A couple of floating money bags for some reason. And
like in The Sims.
Yeah. It's a, and then like, then there's like a kind of like an old fashioned gentleman that appears kind of over it and is like, that's what it's for you, governor. And he just like stumbles back swinging his arms. But at that same moment, the rest of the Steam Society goons have thrown you into the vehicle and the door slams behind you. It's a normal looking car on the inside. But there's like a plate of glass between you and the driver. And you just saw this go down, Sokotoa. Gasket Case has you held pretty tightly, and she's dragging you towards them as well. And now there's also a couple of guys just sprinting towards you, ready to help her out. What do you do?
So I'm also about to be kidnapped.
You're also about to be kidnapped.
Okay. I'm assuming that I can still reach some kind of orb on my person.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's got me in the head, yeah, but she's got your neck. Anything else.
Yeah.
Okay. So to take care of the guys coming at me, I'm going to roll a Newton's first.
Okay.
Which should stop them in their tracks when it pops.
Yeah.
And the sticky substance gets them there. So at least I can keep it one-on-one.
The ball rolls up and just like spatters in front of them, and they all get stuck and are going like, hey, what gives here? The other guy's like, remember the accent. Remember the accent. And there's kind of like sort of tussling between themselves, but Gasket Case still has you. And she raises a hand up and kind of puts it over your face. And you start smelling just this like weirdly sweet scent. And she's just going like, right then, just go to sleep now. Just go to sleep.
I'm going to reach for a second Newton's first to try to put it in her hand. This might get on my face as well, but at least I'll be aware.
Okay. Like, I have bad news.
Yeah.
That's unleashing your powers.
That's fine.
I know.
Hey. So that's freak again?
Plus freak.
So that's a 9.
Okay. On a 7 to 9, you can mark a condition, or I'll tell you how it's temporary or
unstable.
Let's go with temporary or unstable.
Okay. So you like get her with the Newton's first and it explodes. And she's kind of like immediately a little taken aback by it. The Steam Society startles relatively easily. And she's got just like goo on her hands. And then she's trying to get it off with her other hand. And then that's getting stuck together. And we get like a little panel that you're able to like slip your head out. And your mask starts to pull up a little bit. But then you're like, are able to like pull it right back down. But she's starts just flexing. And steam starts coming up from inside of her shirt, and it's clear that she's just going to brute strength her way out of this pretty soon. You can also see that the Humvee is starting to drive away.
Right. So I'm in a dead sprint.
Okay.
Trying to either identify, like, is there a license plate? Is there something? Can I follow it if it's driving through the city? I'm trying to keep up pace with it as best I can.
Okay. For now, it's like it's getting out of the immediate area, and like, you know, they have to pull back. They were parallel parked. And so there's like a little moment of awkward moving the vehicle around, and then they just floor it. And the car is starting to get away fast. Striped Eagle, you're inside and you start to smell a sickly sweet smell in the air and see that there's gas coming in from several hoses inside of the space.
The gas is coming into the Humvee, right? But not necessarily. I still have my mask on.
You still have your mask on.
My mask has an air filter.
Your mask has an air filter. It also has been bashed over and over and over again with Gearhead's face.
Cool.
Like you've got like a little readout that says like gas filter at 23%.
I need to know how many goons are in this Humvee.
Oh, right now there's no one in the back with you. There is like a kind of like plated glass to the front where you can see the shape of a driver.
I'm going to try to kick through that glass with my awesome 1 foot.
Awesome. All right, go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
10.
Nice. 10? That's a 9, I think.
No, it's a 4. Six.
Was it freak?
It's plus freak.
Oh, shoot. Nine.
Okay.
Sorry. No problem. I can count.
So you can mark a condition or I'll tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
I'm angry, so I'm going to.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So you kick a hole right through that and glass just shatters forward. And the person driving the car like suddenly swerves a little bit and his head turns fully around. And you can see that it is a robotic person. He's kind of in like a glitzy silver tuxedo suit that immediately also reminds you of the Silver Age villain video Scream. Actually, do you know anything about villains
and
heroes?
I'm sure that I've been...
Of course you do. You're a Striped Eagle. You have been trained a lot.
Yeah, I have been briefed on many major villains.
Yeah, Video Scream is dead and has been dead for like 9 years. He passed away just like in his sleep naturally, and it was a sad moment, kind of, because it was like, hey, here's this villain that kind of gets up to some bad stuff, but he's not horrible. You know, he's just a guy that captured people and made them perform on television shows and also threatened to murder them.
Great. So now I'm through the glass, so I'm going to climb through the front.
Okay.
And I'm going to snap the neck of this robot.
Okay. Yeah. That is no problem. Its head cracks right off and there's sparks coming up. Its body's still kind of driving that car, and a voice comes over, says, "Well, that was unexpected. Can't wait to see what comes next." And then more of the gas is starting to come into the front of the vehicle as well. So Katoa, you're chasing this car. What's that look like?
It looks like a 5'3", somewhat pudgy Hawaiian trying to chase a car. It's not going particularly well.
Okay.
I don't believe endurance is one of Kalino's strong suits either. So he sprints and pretty quickly realizes this is not going to work.
Okay.
But I still have the communicator.
Yes, you do.
So I can at least keep tabs on where she is.
Okay.
By activating that.
Yeah.
So I'm running after this Humvee, giving up pretty quickly, checking to make sure that I'm not going to get hit from behind again.
Don't want that.
Gasket case is still somewhere behind me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look at the communicator and see if I can't actually talk to her or figure out where she's going.
She's still in range. You can definitely talk to her. And I'm going to say, I think that tracking it should be a relatively easy thing unless someone starts stopping you from tracking it.
Right. Okay. Striped Eagle, are you okay?
I don't know. There's like gas in here. There's no people. It's filling up fast and my filter is not on.
Can you see where you're going?
They don't have a GPS because it's a robot. I mean, they do have a GPS because it's a robot driving it. But there's no like visible GPS.
Yeah. Do I have any visible landmarks?
Okay. He's taking you downtown. And like, you know where the location of Video Scream's... Actually, you might not know off the top of your head where Video Scream used to be because he's not active anymore. But you can tell that it's very clear that you're heading downtown.
I think I'm headed downtown.
Okay. I'm going to get there as quickly as I can.
I would like to call Falcon for backup.
Okay. You also get a little readout that says air filter at 17%.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and roll plus soldier.
I got an 11.
Nice. Okay. So what's a 10? What happens on a 10 plus?
When asking Falcon for additional resources or information in the middle of a mission, roll plus soldier. On a hit, they resupply you if you've got reasonable needs. On a 10+, the resources inadvertently reveal new secrets about the company's capacity or interests.
Bloop, bloop. Striped Eagle, I read you.
Hello, I am in a moving vehicle headed downtown. There is a gas invading my breathing space. My filter is at 11%. I require aid.
We've got your heading, and let me just see what we can do. And there's like a couple of sounds. Do you have any allies in the area that could be of assistance?
I have an ally, Sokotoa. He is unaffiliated. He is somewhere behind this vehicle.
Would you mind just patching me the in through your communicator?
I will try.
And did we get like a little scene of Striped Eagle just like hitting a couple of buttons on her armor and just basically the communicator in Sokotoa's hand changes color.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly a visual effect. It's not really how it probably is actually happening, but to show that Falcon has, at least for now, patched in. All right, we will provide him with a vehicle, and you should be seeing some results soon on your filter. And as he says that, the bar on your air filter starts raising up, going upward, and he says, now, I did have to lower some of your network capacities for the moment, but as long as you are within our range, we should be able to keep you up and running.
Appreciate it. I already see an improvement in my air filter capacity.
Fantastic. If you need anything else, do feel free to call in.
And click.
And so we get a couple of really long, flat panels that show like this conversation happening with robot parts being ripped all over the place as like the driver is now trying to fight you as you are doing the call. And like we get your heads up display and it's raised up and there's like a little ding around your head. And then we get a couple more panels that show the Humvee going through the streets. Like it's a way zoomed out kind of cartoony view with the Humvee way ahead and Sokotoa running and way behind him, Gasket Case now running and Sokotoa stopping and going like, oh, and Gasket Case stopping and doing the same. And then
riveting.
Yeah. So we get a couple scenes of that. And then like the Humvee just like getting way out of view. And then a guy in like a hot dog stand that's near Sokotoa suddenly just waves him over and says, hey, buddy. And tap taps on the side of it. And a Falcon issue motorcycle just rolls right out of it and like moves up towards you. Sokotoa, what do you do?
Oh my God. Thank you so much. You have no idea how much
I need. Don't worry about it. Go get her.
Great. So I get on the motorcycle, which I've never driven before, but because of his ability with geometry, he can maneuver it pretty deftly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not too worried about that. So I get on the motorcycle and I rev it and I go way, way too much. And I do a little bit of a wheelie and I'm like, holy crap.
Nice.
And take off down the street.
And we get those same like wide panels that show you just zooming off after the Humvee. So the Humvee turns into a parking garage and takes a turn down a do not enter thing that is heading downward. And you're able to see that you're like headed into the garage. And through the back, you can see that Sokotoa is catching up, but you're still in this vehicle and your air quality is definitely much better. It seems like that is not a problem, but you're still trapped in this car for now. What do you do?
At this point, have I pretty much dismantled the robot driver?
Yeah, there's like two legs left.
Yeah.
One of them is holding down the accelerator. And the other is just like trying to knee you, but it can't reach you because it's connected to the hips that are affixed to the seat.
I'm going to pick up the body of the robot or any big chunk of it and start bashing it into the window.
Nice.
Like the driver's side window, trying to crack it open.
Nice. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
5.
So you're just smashing and smashing on that window. And when you do manage to bust it open, jump out of the... Well, what do? You get the window smashed open and there's just bright light all around you.
So I get the window smashed open. But at this point, my suit has become more of a hindrance than a help.
Okay.
It is keeping me breathing, but the mechanisms that aid in my strength are actually hindering my strength right now.
Okay.
So it takes a lot of energy for me to jump out of the window and basically tuck and roll and try to not die.
And so you roll out and you are on the edge of a stage that is just glamorously put together. It's all silver and pink and there's a whole audience of basically computer monitors that are facing towards you, like webcams essentially, with tons of people watching you up on this stage. And there's an enormous monitor on the side that shows Video Scream in his good old-fashioned silver age. It's a glitzy suit. It's got a cape. It's all sorts of bright colors. And he's just going, "Thank you so much for joining us, Striped Eagle. I think we're going to have a wonderful time." So, Katoa, you've come to the parking garage and you're able to, like, get into the garage without too much trouble. My assumption is that you're able to track her and you've got, like, a little GPS thing on you.
Yeah. I would assume that Falcon probably has something like that already
installed in
the motorcycle. Yep. Yeah.
We get like a panel of you bursting into the parking garage and like taking the swing around to go down the one way and just like screeching tires and everything. And up ahead, you can see that there are two just kind of security guards in very normal security guard clothing. And they are trying to close just this enormous steel door that is beneath the parking garage. What do you do?
Okay.
And your GPS, needless to say, shows that Striped Eagle's inside.
Okay. So since these appear to be normal security guard people,
yeah,
I'm going to walk up to them and be like, "Guys, wait a minute. I need to get in there. It's me, the hero Sokotoa."
And they look at you and they go, "That checks out." And they kind of like,
"That's kind of be a thing."
It is. That's why I'm doing it.
Oh, do you want to make that roll? Go ahead.
We don't have to. If it's straight up going to work.
That's for someone important.
Oh, right? Yeah, these people are.
These guys are probably not important.
Well, it works anyway, I guess.
Yeah, no, Larry and Ted are are maybe not important heroes or important characters in Brodian City. But they do have a lot of passions and interests. They love their families. And they're totally unconcerned about Sokotoa coming in. They're like, "Hey, come on in. Congrats on the Teen Vogue win."
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Hey,
what?
Here, would you... And like Larry reaches into his bag and takes out an issue of Teen Vogue and says, "Would you sign this? My daughter's a huge fan." But like quickly, you need to get in.
Okay, fine, whatever.
So we get like a panel of Sokotoa's signature under like most kissable heroes. And he's like, "Thanks, my daughter will really appreciate that." And he tosses it back in. "All right, go ahead."
Well, that was the weirdest thing that's happened to me today.
And just, that was?
Yeah, yes, that was the weirdest thing. I meant what I said. And I just walk in. I don't know what I'm walking into. So like little cautious, but I'm not going to run in.
So blind. You head into the hallway and like it is like straight out of SNL when they show behind the scenes. Like you've got like the long hallway and like there's all these different posters and pictures and like people running around in all sorts of weird costumes. There's like a guy in a bunny suit. There's someone who has like a fake spider monkey that's supposed to like trying to attack him. And just like it's all ridiculous. And someone comes up to you with a clipboard and she has on a headset and she's like, "Sokotoa, come on.
What? Where am I? What's going on?"
"You were supposed to be in the car, okay? Could you just come right this way, please?"
"Okay."
And she leads you down into like this studio that is big and open. And down in the front, there's a car that has just smoke pouring out of it, like poisonous smoke just pouring out of it, and a shattered window, and it's dented as all hell. And Striped Eagle is there, having just received the same announcement that you heard before from Video Scream. And his voice comes through and he goes, "And here's our other contestant, Sokotoa, come on down."
Sokotoa's a little into this. Because, like, you know, it's nice to be appreciated and known, and he's done stupid and similar things before.
Okay.
So at the moment, he's just going to, like, kind of smile and nod and wave and whatever.
Yeah, there's camera drones coming around and, like, getting good angles on you and everything.
But
and
Striped Eagle's, like, rolling her eyes.
Well, that's the thing. Can I see you? Like, is she?
Yeah, she's up in the front. She's, like, standing up there. Her armor looks busted to hell. But she's standing right up there.
All right. Since she doesn't appear to be in immediate danger, I'm going to play along.
Okay.
And also enjoy it.
Okay. Enjoy it a little bit. Roll to pretend that you're not enjoying it. No,
roll to enjoy it.
Okay, so now I'm going to introduce a quick new mechanic. This is the Valentine's Day episode, and so because of that, we are changing how team works. You are going to get team right now as though you were facing a dangerous threat. Additionally, team can only be used through a show of affection, ideally a show of physical affection. So if you hold hands or hug or kiss or something like that, those are all ways to spend team because it's Valentine's Day. So
are there different ways to gain team?
Team is still gained the regular way, except that additionally, if you have a super cute moment, I'm going to give you some team. Okay? So otherwise, it works essentially the same. So basically, that is how team is spent. Okay?
Okay.
That means I'm also going to be a little bit looser with like what you need to be doing in order to have team. Usually, you have to be really presently able to help right away. But if you can show affection, if you can show care, then you'll get to use that team. Okay.
Sounds good.
So at that point, the screen that has Video Scream's face on it comes and turns around and like faces towards the audience. It's now behind you and kind of like it's cheated out so that you can see it and the audience can also see it. And he says, "Striped Eagle, are you not so glad to see your partner in arms, Sokotoa? Get him on down here."
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I supposed to answer you?
Yes, you're supposed to answer me. And at that point, like you kind of look up and you can see that there's just tons of laser rifle looking things up on the top next to each of the lights.
Are they pointed at me?
They're pointed right at that stage. They are ready to light that stage up.
I am very excited to see him.
And there's just like a round of amazing applause right then. When you enter battle against a dangerous foe as a couple, add 2 to the team pool. So that gets you to 3. So who here is going to be the leader?
I think it should be me. I'm probably going to play more into whatever they're looking for. And I also, turns out I do have influence over Striped Eagle. It was written in the wrong spot. So sorry.
Obviously, I think it should be me because he's going to play into whatever bullshit is going on right now.
Okay, so you do not get to add another team. If everyone has the same purpose in the fight, add another team. I'm relatively certain you don't because you're playing along, Sokotoa, and Striped Eagle seems like she's ready to burn this place down.
I am playing along, but only because I'm not aware that there's lasers pointing at Striped Eagle. I didn't notice that.
Is he not on the stage with me?
He's got to come down. He's got to come down the aisle down towards you.
Yeah, I want out of this nonsense, so no.
Okay. Then you do not add another team. Do either of you mistrust the leader or the team?
No.
No.
Okay. Are you ill-prepared or off-balance?
Yeah. Half my armor's broken.
Okay.
I'm probably off-balance too, since I have horrible judgment.
Okay, so we lose one from the team. And if you tell the listening audience, not the watching audience, but the listening audience, how your character feels about the other character, you get to add one to the team.
Sokotoa really wants to get to know Striped Eagle.
Okay.
As the person who is in the suit.
Okay.
Not the hero.
Okay.
Sokotoa doesn't necessarily like the hero.
Okay.
But knows that there's something else in there.
Okay.
Like there's another person there that he's met briefly in other interactions with the hero. And that's the person that he's at least a little attracted to. There's something going on.
Great. And Striped Eagle.
I'm having inner conflict because this idiot did a lot to lead us to our present predicament. However, I did see him out of the back of that Humvee, and he looked badass on that motorcycle.
That's true. There was a panel that showed off his butt very nicely on that motorcycle that admittedly Striped Eagle probably wouldn't have been able to see because of the direction.
Yeah, but his hair was blowing and it was like, I hate myself a little for being a little into him.
Okay, so we add one to the team pool.
My butt had the perfect concavity.
I'm sorry.
That's a math joke.
You just said your butt had a cavity.
Oh my God.
No, I said it has concave. It's a curve.
So we get a panel of Sokotoa getting up onto the stage, and like he's standing right up next to Striped Eagle. And then we get the shot of both of them looking up and seeing all of the laser blasters. And the monitor with Video Scream's face just spins around to be behind you. And it like two robotic arms with like big Mickey Mouse style gloves come out of it. And they like pat onto your shoulder and kind of like squeeze you together a little bit. And he says, let's go ahead and get ready to play.
Boy, this saw guy's getting weirder.
I'm not enjoying myself. You seem to be.
I mean, a little.
Tragic.
At that point, the stage that you're on just like pulls to the side and just like starts shifting. There's steam coming up and all of that stuff. It shows that the Steam Society has had some help in getting Video Scream back up to where he used to be doing. And then the ground next to the stage abruptly drops out. And you can see that there's a pool there. And like a rope across the pool. Total game show style, having to deal with obstacles. Physical challenge.
Like American Gladiator.
Like American Gladiator style. At that point, the two... a third big gloved Mickey Mouse hand comes out and it's holding basically like some rope. Video Scream's voice comes out and says, all right, if you just wouldn't mind tying those hands together. Wait. Your left, her right.
We're tying our hands to each other.
Well, you're going to be tying your lives together, aren't you? And then on the loudspeaker, and a couple of bells like hang down, and there's like rings showing up, and there's all sorts of like applause from the audience.
I'm sorry, what the fuck?
Yeah, this got weird real fast.
Well, didn't you figure it out? You're getting married!
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Sokotoa is played by Mark Zurich, who can be found on Twitter at @_Starkey_. Striped Eagle was played by me, Elsbeth Denman, and I can be found on Twitter at The Cat on the Wall. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.